As lawmakers continue to debate immigration reform, the Obama administration is pushing for a path to citizenship for those here illegally. But the administration is also deporting more immigrants than ever. Authorities say they're targeting those who've committed serious crimes, but more than half of those arrested do not have convictions. And among those who do, many of the crimes are minor. WNYC's Marianne McCune has this story of one undocumented couple.
The men and women who knock on illegal immigrants' doors and take them away in handcuffs are members of what are called fugitive operations teams. They often meet up before dawn, like on this Tuesday morning in the dim parking lot of a Queens diner.
All right, this morning we're going to be going after three targets.
First on the list, a Moroccan couple living in East Elmhurst, Queens, Abe and Fatima. They ask that we leave out their last names.
Both have been arrested for immigration fraud and conspiracy.
Abe and Fatima are two of about 500,000 fugitive aliens, immigrants who've been officially told to leave the U.S. but have not done so.
Radio check.
The couple's home is just across the street from the entrance to Rikers Island, and Supervisor Darren Williams is caravanning toward it along with half a dozen fugitive operations vehicles.
Everyone has a story, that's what I say. Everyone has their own individual story that's unique to them. And I'll listen. You know, I'm not going to say I believe every story, but I do listen to the stories.
Abe and Fatima's story has many layers, but we'll start with their crime, marriage fraud. When Fatima moved to the U.S. to be with Abe, he was working legally and waiting for a green card. But the green card fell through, and by that time Fatima was pregnant with their first child. The two had been married in a mosque, but there was no official record. So when an American friend offered to get Fatima a green card by becoming her legal husband, they went for it. And they got caught. Fatima for the fake marriage, Abe for paying off the friend.
She's with a one-month baby. They come to us with this deal. Okay, the deal is plead guilty, no jail time. We give you a two-year probation, and we can go now.
They pleaded guilty. What they didn't know was that marriage fraud is a felony. And under current immigration law, a conviction means an automatic order of deportation, regardless of the circumstances.
Every lawyer we go, he said, you know, it was a big mistake. You plead guilty. You have no relief at all.
After the probation, they were officially told to leave. By that time, they had two American children, and they chose to stay. And that's how almost a decade later, Abe and Fatima ended up a target of Darren Williams' fugitive operations team.
In about a quarter mile, we're making a right on 77th Street, which is a target block.
At 6 in the morning, the agents gather in front of their building. The landlord lets them in. They head upstairs, press the bell on the couple's apartment, and Fatima appears in jeans, a white sweatshirt, and a tangle of morning hair.
So 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying to do my breakfast. I open.
Good morning, police.
Fatima says she's been expecting this day for years.
I say, good morning, come on in.
They cannot enter without consent, but Fatima cooperates completely.
And she comes to wake me up and she say, they're here. I told her, so we leaving? She told me, yes, I think we leaving.
In this moment, they're calm. But to Abe and Fatima, the idea of going back to Morocco is horrifying. This next layer of their story will give you an idea why. Fatima says she grew up in a lower-class, very traditional family in Morocco, under the rule of her father and 6 brothers. She couldn't choose her own clothes, watch television, or listen to music. When she tried to learn guitar...
My father, he came, he broke it. Because I have no rights. He told me, why, you gonna go play in the bars?
In her 20s, she was able to move to France. But there, she says, she was under her brother's strict command.
I dream to come to the United States. For me, it's freedom. It's right place woman can live. She can have all her rights. She can do whatever she wants.
Abe was already living in the U.S. at the time. He was separated from his first wife, a Haitian-American, and says he was longing to start a family with someone more like him. So when his cousin in France told him about Fatima, he courted her over the phone.
First time he talked to me, he told me, I trust my cousin. She said good thing about you, so I want you like a wife.
I said, listen, I'm not trying, you know, to have a girlfriend or pass time with you. If you're willing to put your hand in my hand and walk together, I would love to get married with you and want a family together.
And I say, wow. That's the perfect man for me. I'm going to go to America. I'm going to be free, and I'm going to raise my kids different than I was raised in Morocco.
On the pretense of visiting family friends, Fatima made two secret trips to see Abe. And on the second, they got married on the way home from the airport. When he told his family, they disapproved of his choice, so he cut off ties. And when she called her brother,
he was very upset. They told me everybody talking in Morocco about what you did.
For them, it's like black spot and the family honor. I'm from there. I know how it is.
He treated me, if I see you, I'm going to kill you. So I give up. When I had my daughter and him, I said, this is my family now. I have to fight to stay here.
Before immigration agents entered Abe and Fatima's home, they didn't know the couple had children.
They have two young daughters.
Team leader Raul Kanja steps out to give an update.
We're going to leave the mother here, have a report later on.
But Abe will come with them. They take him downstairs, away from his family, before they put his handcuffs on.
Try to make it as smooth as possible for, you know, all concerned.
As her husband is led out the building's front door, Fatima follows him to the bend in the stairs, finally losing hold of her calm. And outside, the city is just waking up.
It's a tough job, but, you know, we enjoy it. So it's just our daily routine.
In the car on the way back to immigration headquarters at 26 Federal Plaza, Darren Williams says there are stories that move him.
You know, I'm human. There are situations that, you know, heart-wrenching. But anytime you deal with kids, it's touching. Anytime.
But when asked whether he thinks it's unfair, as advocates charge, to deport people who've been here 10, 20 years, paying taxes and raising American children, Williams brings up the wait list in countries across the world for would-be immigrants to come to the U.S. legally.
So is it fair to have individuals who are here illegally jump over those folks who have been waiting all this time? I don't think so. What would you tell all those family members out there that are waiting, you know?
At 26 Federal Plaza, Abe is fingerprinted and photographed. But Williams has discretion over whether or not to detain him. And because Abe is the sole breadwinner and does not seem likely to hide, Williams sends him home. He'll wear an electronic ankle bracelet and report weekly to immigration. Fatima has only to report every month. Sitting on their couch some weeks later, the two say they're making a last-ditch effort to reopen their cases. Anything to delay being sent home to Morocco.
I do this mistake. It's a big mistake what I did. It's a crime. So I'm paying for it. But I can't go to Morocco.
Until now, the couple had never told their children they were here illegally. But the older girl, Selma, says she figured it out when she heard them say deportation in Arabic.
Because sometimes, to be honest, I eavesdrop on what they're saying on the phone in Arabic. So I just ran and looked it up in the dictionary, and I just kept it to myself until they told us.
Selma says she hasn't told a single friend.
I'm 12. I don't know about this stuff yet. I'm not old enough to go through this yet. I don't think I have any family in Morocco. So we don't know who we're going to live with, and we don't know who's going to take care of us.
And neither do her parents.
Where is home? Back home where? Those girls have a right to a life, a basic life, that they will not have at all back home.
There are many more layers to this story, but under current immigration law, none are relevant. Abe and Fatima are fugitive aliens. They lost their right to stay in the U.S. when they were convicted of immigration fraud. As things stand, Abe and Fatima are likely to be deported, and they'll have to decide whether or not to take their American daughters with them. For WNYC, I'm Marianne McCune.